It's 6:45. I'm Michael Hernandez. A former New Mexico state senator convicted of fraud, bribery, and felony ethical violations stemming from allegations that he used his position for personal gain will stand trial in a separate case next year. Phil Griego is facing counts of perjury and embezzlement related to campaign finance reports that prosecutors say were falsified. He has maintained his innocence. The trial has been set for September 24th. In more festive news, he makes a list, he checks it twice. He's part of a time-honored tradition of the Christmas season, Santa Claus. Will Burney takes us behind the beard.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's that time of year again, when Thanksgiving is done. The leftovers are finished, and it's officially December. There's no denying that Christmas time is here. And
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yep, Santa Claus is headed to your town. You can find him in parades, you can find him at shopping malls, you can find Santa everywhere. And for this story, I decided to go out and speak to Santas and to Mrs. Claus to find out what it's all about, why there's so many Santas every year, and why they don the part. The first Santa I spoke to made a point to tell me that he is Santa Claus.
No, I don't play Santa Claus. I am Santa Claus.
And he really looks the part. His beard is real. He'll let you have a tug to prove it. And the belly is real, too. I met him at the craft brew shop he co-owns with his son. And the only thing missing was the red suit.
I can't hide it. You know, it's there. It's as obvious as if I had jewelry on the face or anything like that. And so for me, I'm Santa Claus 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Keep in mind, I kind of set the scene too. I like wearing my Western hat, and I put a Santa cap on top of my Western hat, and I walk around with that, and then I also walk around with my pockets full of candy canes. So, you know, I kind of ask for it too.
And apparently when you look the part as much as he does, you'll even get caught out in public doing normal things like buying beer. Fine for adults, but a Santa faux pas.
One kid there was in the cart with his father, and he right away looked at me. He says, "Santa Claus, do you drink beer?"
That's right. Busted.
You have to be quick thinking. So I said, "No, this is for a gift." And right away he turned around real loud, as loud as possible, because everyone was around there listening to this. He turned around, looked at his dad, and says, "I know what you're getting for Christmas."
The second Santa I talked to was a pair, a Mr. and Mrs. Claus. They're unassuming when not dressed as the part, but they've been making appearances for years. They enjoy the reactions they get, but they use their role to help push kids to be better.
They get pretty honest with you and say some things, and again, trying to get them to believe in something. And Santa Claus is just one of those things at this time of the year, to believe in something, mainly believe in themselves.
And most of the kids that we've seen throughout the years, we've watched from being babies all the way up to teenagers now, because we've been doing it so long. We know them by name practically when they come up. So it's nice to give them something that they can relate to that is the same year after year.
Apparently, when you begin appearing as Santa, you become the Santa for the people you visit. And it's not just for the kids. It's for everyone of all ages. One of the things the Santas that I spoke to had in common was that being Santa is for more than just kids.
It brings joy to the kids as well as adults. You'd be surprised that you would even have adults come up there and ask for things from Santa Claus as well as the kids. And it all, everybody believes in something. And Santa Claus is one thing that most people will believe in. And it just brought joy to listen to these kids and listen to folks asking for something.
The idea of it is Santa Claus represents a wonderful time of the year. It's when everyone's happy.
Santa is about believing in something bigger than ourselves and giving us a reason to spread a little Christmas cheer to everyone. So sit on Santa's lap this year and earnestly tell him what you want, because no one is too old to believe in Santa Claus.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out.
In Waco, I'm Will Burney.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Remember, you can always stay updated with the latest news at krwg.org. The region's homepage is a great place to go if you want to check out road conditions in New Mexico and Texas before you plan on traveling this holiday season. Also, we're on social media. Stay connected to KRWG news and programs by following us on Twitter at KRWG, and you can give us a thumbs up on Facebook.